One, two, three, four.
What's up, besties? Welcome back to another episode of I E M Besties. And I'm Steph, and I'm here with
Vanessa.
And then Saul's on the mic.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. But he looks fugly right now, so I don't want to be on camera.
He went to Nayarit this past weekend. He got beat. He went to Tequila. Yeah. And he got beat up.
And I'm just beat up by
the
alcohol.
He has a purple eye. It's honestly embarrassing.
He's all swollen. Like, have you guys seen That's a Raven when she eats the mushrooms? Oh. That's just how it looks like because of the water retention.
No, he making Raven look real good right now.
Yeah, they're just going off on me. I think I look cool.
And he doesn't have a haircut, so he looks, ugh.
Dude, and then I haven't like really touched up my beard, so I got like little whiskers on my side of my cheeks. And not a good sight.
Yeah.
Not good for brand.
But he still want to be on so bad, so
he begged us.
Literally, he begged us. We're like, you know what? You don't look that great, so audio only.
Oh my god,
that's what happened. That's definitely what happened.
To be fair though, it's 10:30 and this man has not brushed his teeth all day.
Welcome to today's episode.
They invited me on, and this is the treatment I'm getting.
2 hour episode. We're just gonna be hopping on Saul's head.
I was just here, just chilling. They're like, hey, you wanna be on the show? I was like, yeah, I just didn't want to set up the camera. It's coming to my head.
One thing, it's a new segment where we invite men on and then bash them.
Mm. Yeah.
Bring them down.
Love that.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like I've been working on
being nicer.
To men?
No, just like in general.
Oh. You're like, fuck men. You're like, no.
She's like, never.
I'm just trying to interact less with them.
You're like, don't ask too much of me.
Like that. Dude, I don't know. It's hard. You were saying there's beautiful women in Tequila?
Yeah, there's a lot
Were they from Tequila?
Nah, they're all white.
And
a lot of BBOs.
Dude, low-key, I went to Nayarit this week too, and I left Thursday, which was May 4th. Dude, there was so many white people at the airport. It was insane. And I was like, these motherfuckers really come to Mexico to celebrate Cinco de Mayo? Like, bitch, stay in America.
Also, maybe it was for the fight, because Canelo was fighting in Guadalajara. It's close by. Oh.
Why do white people need a fly in to watch Canelo? I don't think it was for that. Nah, for sure. I was eavesdropping, and they were for sure like on a vacay.
Oh. Cinco de Mayo vacay.
Do you guys celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah. And then I saw this post. Well, I haven't in a minute, but like growing up I did. And then I saw this post about like real Mexicans don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo, but you know, have fun or whatever, like whatever you decide to do. And then I was like, oh shit, I forgot what this day meant.
Uh-huh. Well, it's usually for Puebla. Puebla celebrates it. They're like really the only one that does it because it was like their independence or something like that. But it's
no, I think it was just a battle
in Puebla.
Yeah, that they
and they won.
Oh my god, we are fake.
Let's look it up real quick.
Let's use what's her name
real quick.
What's the robot's name?
I wanted to name her Donna.
Donna,
like in Suits.
Bro, ooh. Donna. I have a cousin named
AI?
Cousin named Donna, and she scared the fuck out of me one time. It was when she was young, like super, like when you can barely talk.
Uh-huh.
And I was just making fun of her on our way to like Universal Studios. We're in the back seat and I was just making fun of her. I was like, oh, you banana face, strawberry, whatever. I was just saying dumb little like insults. And then she was like, he doesn't like it when you talk to me like that. And I was like, I'm just going to be quiet right now.
Dude, why did I always used to do that? Like, just
the dog?
Lie. No. She was talking like if there was a ghost or like a demon that was like, he doesn't like it. Like,
yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to be quiet. I was like, fuck that.
Wait, I wasn't listening because I was reading. Who was that girl?
It was my little niece. Or was she my cousin? No, no, fuck.
Like cousin
no fucking
niece.
Way.
Yeah, my little cousin.
How old was she? Like,
she's probably like when you can barely start talking.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, and then, she said that shit with a straight face.
Yeah, she was like, I was like, oh, you banana face, whatever, whatever. And she was like, he doesn't like it when you talk to me like that.
What?
And I just, the whole ride, I was just quiet. I was like, yeah,
how
she was known.
Dude, that is so fucking funny though.
Yeah, I was like 12, 13.
Oh my God, no wonder. Yeah.
But she was known to have like imaginary friends, so.
Oh, dude, that's God. Not real. Imaginary friends are just ghosts. Like, I'm sorry. Like, how do you, a child's gonna make up a whole human being like from scratch? You haven't even seen that many people.
That's kind of true.
That is true.
Unless they watch a lot of TV.
Or maybe it's an angel.
But like imaginary friends have been around since
for like forever.
Like, a long That's time. True.
Maybe it's like
That's
their
right.
grandma yeah. or something.
Dude, my little brother's like, one time when my grandma passed, he said he saw my grandma. And it was mad weird. I was like, And I was mad because I was like, yo, I thought I was her favorite and she's not fucking visiting me. Like, that's fucked up.
She's like, you don't need me.
Yeah, she's like, anyways, because he was three. So he was like really young too. Yeah. And he was like, oh yeah, like I was with my grandma, I was brushing her hair, and we were all like, what the fuck? What the hell? And we were like, where? Take us. And he was like, no, I can't. And I was like,
oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I was literally like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I don't trust. Like, scary movies have fucked me up. Like, if I see like an apparition of like a past relative, I'm just gonna assume it's like a demon trying to trick me.
So like you don't believe it's a real ghost.
Yeah.
Like it automatically has to be bad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I know it is sad, but
I felt that though.
Scary movies, you know.
But also, what's a good ghost doing here? Like on Earth?
That's true. You
sometimes it's just on. like reassurance or a sign or something.
You know what I don't like though, like thinking about ghosts?
One thing I'm not gonna do is fuck around and find out, bitch. Like if I see some shit, I'm gonna look the other way.
You're just not supposed to invite it into the physical world. Like you can't say like, oh, if you're here, like move this, because then you're like giving it a door to like come into the physical world.
But how do you know all this?
Because I used to watch a lot of scary movies.
A lot of Ghost Adventures or what?
No, not Ghost Adventures, like fucking like Insidious and all that shit. And I didn't like it, but I like learning about like La Ouija and stuff.
Yeah.
I've never played though. But one time I touched it and low-key, I was like so uncomfortable. Energy. Yeah, dude. It was insane. Because it was someone had found it.
Oh, that's even worse.
Dude, yeah. So I grabbed it and I remember I touched it and I was like, I need to leave this house. Like I need to go home. Oh. And I left.
That's crazy to have that, like, I've never felt anything like that.
Neither had I, honestly. It was so scary. That, like, feeling has only happened a few times, but it was scary.
That's insane.
See, there's a new show I'm working on for the network. A little teaser for you guys. It's going to be for Halloween.
Ooh.
And it's going to involve ghost hunting.
Oh, hell no.
And I'm very, because I have everything ready and now I just have to like green light it with like the meeting with like, because we're even going to have a medium. That's all we have. And like, that's it. That's all. That's the missing point, the missing piece. And I can hit her up whenever, but I just been lagging on it for like 3 weeks because I just, I'm kind of scared.
Maybe it's your gut telling you don't do it, bitch. You're about to get what's that word? Possessed.
It's because I'm traumatized. My old house used to be haunted because all this fucking shit we used to do.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, remember like me, Hugo, Hans. We always go to abandoned places and
these do all are that weird.
Shit. Yeah.
You know what
I'm like? Why the fuck would y'all do that?
You know what I hate about that? Whenever like I used to always tell like Alex, I would be like, dude, if you ever do some shit like that, we're breaking up, because the ghosts never go for you. They go for the people you care about.
Yeah, exactly. Because they know that you're not scared.
Exactly. Like low key when I was finally at an age where I'm like, okay, I'm not a kid no more. I was relieved that the Llorona was like not gonna come for me anymore, because I'm like, yo, I passed that age, baby girl. Like I'm good.
I'm a grown woman now. Yeah.
Like you didn't, you're 18, your 18 party, that's what you celebrated. You're like, no more Llorona.
Yes, but she still scares me.
Because now her quinceañera, she was like, no, I'm a woman now.
Yeah,
the right when I got my period, I was like,
like, fuck you, Llorona.
My pussy's throbbing, I'm horny, I'm gonna have my own kids.
That's when I lost my virginity. Oh my god. It's because that shit was scary. Yeah. And I don't know why it was so. Like, did you guys see the new Insidious trailer? Yeah.
Fuck no.
Wait, the new one?
Oh, yes.
New one?
Yes.
It's coming out this year?
The little kid, like, grew up.
Dude, and tell me, like, I saw the trailer at the theater and I literally felt like such, like, negative energy. Like, and that doesn't happen to me when I watch, like, trailers and shit like that. And it was, like, two, like, scary, like, movie trailers back to back. And both of them just made me feel so, like, ugh, like I can't, like I don't want to hear this right now, like I don't want to look at it, like it was scary, dude.
That's how I felt when you were like, hey, like who wants to go to the Exorcist screening? I was like, dude. Fuck me. And then when everybody lagged, I was like, there's no fucking way I'm watching this by myself, like no way.
Yeah
because it's scary, because I mean, like, are you inviting it? Because if you think about it, I don't think ghosts or whatever, I don't think they can differentiate normal voices and then TV voices. So let's say if someone on TV or on the movie
is invoking it.
How do you not know that a ghost is chilling? He's like, oh, am I getting evoked right now?
Está pendejo, okay? Right? Like, he doesn't know what a movie is.
What a fucking loser. Where was he? When was he born? Oh, the 1400s? Yeah. Probably
like,
was.
Like, Ariana, what are you doing?
No, dude, but you know what's scary? Like, when they, like, weird shit starts happening on their sets.
Dude, like what was that one movie where like people were like dying after the movie came out?
Poltergeist. Oh really? I thought it was Exorcist too,
but Poltergeist was crazy because the what is it, the props department, they were actually using real skeleton bones. Yeah, and I think they just had so many I think most of the actors died in a tragic way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. She was crazy.
That is so scary.
Yeah.
Because, like, Jenna Ortega, how she's only doing
scary stuff.
Like, scary stuff. Do you think she feels a certain kind of way, or, like, it kind of fucks with her, like, mental?
I think she's... Yeah, I think it goes back to, like, what we said earlier. Like, it's never the people who are scared. It's probably, like, maybe literally, it fucks with, like, someone she knows.
What other scary stuff is she doing besides...
She did Scream. She did... I mean, Wednesday's kind of scary. She was in... What was that movie called? X?
X.
With Kid Cudi and...
I haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen that
one. It's, like, a whole trilogy movie.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Like, have you guys heard of, like, Pearl? Oh, the one was, like, why don't you want to be with me? That one, no?
Okay. No, I have no idea.
Sounds cool, though. Sounds cool.
Was just like, maybe I'll check it out. Yeah.
How would you guys?
A star. That's part of that trilogy. Oh. Yeah.
How would you guys feel like if you guys are like married to an actor and he's like doing like a like in a movie he's like super possessed and something scary?
Dude, why was I gonna? Why did I hear gay?
Yeah, he was super like, gay.
I was gonna be like, dude, that's his job.
He was just getting penetrated on screen with your family watching.
Actually, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm like, I don't think I'd be able to see it. I don't think I'd be able to see sex in general, if I'm being honest. Yeah. Like any sex scene, like with my partner doing, I feel like I would feel just from my own mental, even though I know it's acting, like I still wouldn't want to see no kind of sex scene whatsoever with a girl, with a guy. Like,
I feel like if that happened to me, like my friends would like screen record and just be sending it in the group chat.
Oh my God.
They're like, yo, this your girl. Just
you with your cheeks all spread.
I feel like I would just know, like if I didn't know he was an actor, then I'd be like, that's kind of, or if like it's like his first job, I'd be like, it's a little weird, dude, but sure. But I feel like if I'm knowing like he's an actor and that's his career, I would be like, well, I mean,
gotcha.
Fuck it. You know what I mean? Paid. Yeah, like Jake Gyllenhaal. I actually just saw an interview of him talking about that. Like Brokeback Mountain and stuff.
Oh, what'd he say?
He was just saying that how he didn't really like think about it. He was just really moved by the script, so he liked it. Like,
sounds
it
a little really... sus.
Oh wow.
Dude, I don't know. I'm like super attracted to gay men and I think Jake Gyllenhaal is super hot. So maybe
Jake Gyllenhaal's gay?
No, but I mean I'm saying like man. If he played a gay man, like I watched the movie. It's a good movie and I was like, yo, he looks fucking.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yummy.
Was that do you know if that was the first time he ever kissed a man?
What?
Do you know if that was the first time he ever kissed a man?
I don't know. I don't think so, though. No. Like, would you do scenes like that? Maybe like, not, like, sex-wise, but, like, would you kiss a dude, like, for, like, a video?
What if you're
getting paid? You're an actor, dude. You're an actor. Grow up.
What if you were getting paid, like, thousands of dollars, like, and it's, like, for
like
a movie?
Like, 2,000.
I would just tell my dad not to go to the premiere.
Damn.
Oh, he just shit. Owned you? I didn't even think of that.
Just one little kissy. You like, dad, just one little kissy.
I got, that's hard. Cause I don't know.
Be like, I have body and no it's homo. Tough.
See, there's that thing that.
Yeah, no homo.
I had my socks on, Dad, I promise.
I didn't get a boner. Yeah.
So it's okay.
But what were we going to say though? If we had a husband who like did like scary movies?
Yeah. Like, would you, because what I thought about, I was like, if I date an actress, for example, like maybe like one of the, like imagine being married to the girl from The Exorcist, like the actual actress.
Oh.
And then you just like, you just wake
kicking
up.
Kicking in bed with her?
Yeah, you just wake up in the middle of the night and she's just looking at you. Oh, wow, sweet. That's scary.
Oh, she got like a face mask on. So she kind of looks a little like. Dude, because Loki, that's that girl. It's funny they bring her up because on Twitter recently, that, I don't know if it was her on Twitter, but they posted a picture of her like in like glam, like her makeup, like cute, all done she's for like hot. A carpet. Mm-hmm. And then the next picture was like her with her Exorcist makeup on. And she was like, get you a girl that can do both or some shit like that. I was like, hell no, bitch. It was like 1 a.m. I was laying in bed. I was like, bro, I hate when people post pictures like that.
Yeah.
But no, dude, like that, like, I don't know. That's scary.
I'm going to start sending you guys scary gifs at night.
I will
do that. I do that to my friends.
Block. Oh, God. Do it one time. That's all it takes. I will block your number.
Oh, my God, dude. Honestly, I find that hilarious.
Please don't. I will block you.
Like, I literally go to, like, the gifs and I just feel scary. And it's, like, the motherfuckers that be running up to the camera. Watch. Oh, my God. I do that shit. That's funny.
Dude, actually, right now that you were talking about, like, makeup... like day night, it reminded me, I'm watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon.
Okay.
And it takes place in the 50s. And dude, tell me why, and I know people who have done this, that's why it like felt really crazy to me, that she would go to bed with her husband. Mm-hmm. Like at the time, a lot of women would do that. Like they would go to bed with their husband full glam, wait for their husband to go to sleep. Oh. Get up, take off all their makeup, like put on all their face creams and fix their hair, and then go back to bed and then wake up before their husband to put it all back on.
Shut the fuck up.
And I know someone who's done that. Like, who would do that? Isn't that insane?
But like, does to this day?
Not anymore because they're old as shit. But yeah, like, they would do that.
Y'all miss the good old days.
Shut the hell up. Not the man who doesn't even have the camera on.
I'm gonna leave. But that's crazy. I didn't know that was a thing.
That's crazy, huh? Dude, fuck no. That's why people are like, I was born in the wrong generation. Like, no, baby girl, I'm born in the right generation for myself. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie though, like, I've done that before. Yeah. Like not that exact scenario, but I've gone to bed with my makeup on because I didn't want the guy to see me without my makeup.
Dude, no, you know what I did? I slept like in like sexy underwear, even though I never fucking never do that shit. Uh-huh. I was like kind of like posing my body like in the morning.
Like, I'm trying to.
Oh no, this is just how sexy I look when I sleep. Like, it's okay.
I'm trying to think if I ever did something like that.
Of course not, because you're a man and you guys don't try for shit. We're over here doing the most for you guys.
He's like, that felt a little personal.
There you are.
Men don't give a shit. They don't brush their teeth and they just want to morning kiss you. Asquerosos.
They want to stick it in. They haven't showered in 3 days.
Bro, like, go brush your teeth first. Stop go wash my your neck. Dick. Oh my God. Damn, I'm sorry, Sal. This is so unintentional.
I'm just playing. We love y'all. Perspective.
We're just in a silly goofy.
No, way. I like hearing all your guys' criticisms because then I fix it. I'm like, oh, is that what they don't like about guys? I'm going
to
fix it.
He's going to be waking up before his girlfriend to brush his teeth.
No, dude, I low-key love that. I hate when, like, sometimes Alex be wanting to kiss me and I'm like, go brush your teeth first. Like,
yeah.
I already brushed mine. Like, go brush yours.
Yeah, that's valid. If you had had time to wash yours already, he should have already done
it. Yeah, because, like, bro, you know how you have to piss at, like, 5 in the morning?
Oh, okay.
And you have to get up? Like, just brush your teeth.
Just do it there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then, like, if you do that, you know when you're, like, scraping the back of your tongue, your eyes get all watery, and then, like, you're not even sleeping
He's
anymore.
He's deep throating.
That has never happened to me.
Your
sir.
Eyes don't get watery when you're scrubbing your tongue?
No.
But we do have more experience, like gag reflex.
Okay, that makes sense. Valid. That makes sense.
That is valid.
Okay, I felt a little sus. I was like, damn, maybe I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Get a tongue scraper.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
I heard that's life changing.
Yeah. Dude, Loki is. I love my tongue scraper.
Dude, I still remember the first time that I used it and all the gunk that came off. I was like, oh my God, how have I gone this long without
this shit? Especially like me as a smoker, like I felt disgusting that I hadn't used it previously.
What color does it come out?
No, it's like, just like
the white stuff or whatever stuff is on your tongue.
Like you think you scrub your tongue enough, but
and
you really
it's
don't.
Not nothing actually.
Like, do you guys use mouthwash?
I do.
Yeah, I love mouthwash. Yeah. Do you floss?
Yeah, I do floss.
Okay, good.
I don't floss every day. That's my bad. But I try to.
Really? You have nice gums, though, so you can't tell.
Thanks.
You know what? Also, though, I went to the gynecologist, and I hadn't gone. I'm honestly embarrassed to say it, but I'm going to say it because ladies, we need to go to the gynecologist. I hadn't gone in, like, 5 years, bro.
Okay.
And that's not good. You need to go, like... I feel like people don't go to the doctor because they're like, I don't want them to tell me anything's wrong.
What they see, though?
Nothing. I got a pap smear, though. That shit sucks ass. I hate that. Do you know what that
is? So nothing was wrong.
No, nothing was wrong. I just went because, like, you know what I mean? Like a checkup.
Yeah, I should go.
I don't know why the fuck I asked you know what that is. Like, obviously you know what that is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but.
Actually, I know a little bit more. I know some about that because I just learned.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead. Share with the world.
That you should go often.
Oh my God. That's all I know. Such an idiot. God damn it. Anyways, listen to Saul Kai. Yeah. He knows what he's talking about. No.
I just met one, so I was like, oh, that's cool.
A gynecologist?
Yeah.
When did you meet a gynecologist?
It was when I was doing the other podcast, when they're sponsored by Tampax or
whatever. The gynecologist went?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. What'd you learn?
How to put on a tampon.
And tampons are actually bad for you.
Really? I don't use tampons. I'm not even going to lie. Like, people are like, you're gross. And I'm like,
supposedly,
bitch.
Like, the materials, like, throw off your pH or, like, they release, like, chemicals. Mm. Just, like, our food, water, air, everything at this point is fucking contaminated.
That
like,
is so true.
We can do nothing at this point, you guys.
I know. Not even drink from a water bottle because of the microplastics.
Literally everything.
That's like, literally what depresses me. I'm like, whenever I want to eat something, I'm like, I can't eat this. So I'd rather just not eat it. And then I starve and now I'm even more sad.
That's an eating disorder.
Should probably get that looked at. I should probably go to a gynecologist.
No, I hate when I feel like that. Like, I'm like, ew, I don't want to eat anything shitty, but I don't want to, like, buy anything, and I don't want to cook, so I'm just not going to eat.
Exactly.
I felt that. Yeah, I feel that.
100%.
I've been, you know, it's my, like, my work around that. I just like do like hard boiled eggs.
Dude, I fucking love hard boiled eggs.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
They're, but I have to have them warm. Like, I don't like them in my salad and shit. Honestly, eat them like with sal y limón.
Yeah.
Oh, so bomb.
Have you tried them with tapatio too?
Yes. Or tajin. Have you tried them with tajin?
No. I don't feel like I could eat tajin on many things unless it's like fruit.
Are you serious?
Or like the rim of something.
Dude, I fucking love tajin so much. The what?
Like a what?
So the rim of the butt.
Benny. This is Ella's coming out video.
Also, is that gay? Huh?
No.
Then?
It's only gay.
My body's a vessel.
Vessel for what?
What is it? I forgot.
Temple?
A temple. That's what it
is. I thought you were going to say tampon. I was like, where is he going to put this tampon?
Like, what do you have inside of you, vessel? What do you mean? Yeah. Oh my God,
you guys. I mean, Steph, I'm glad you picked these chairs. It's my first time sitting on it, you guys.
Oh, for real?
Actually, I didn't pick these.
It's so comfy.
Saul picked them.
There are options.
He actually went against every single option I gave him, and he said, now we're getting these.
He said, here's this task. Let me delegate. I don't want to be in charge of this. And he still was like, no. This is one. Good choice though.
Yeah. No, yeah, good. I was a little nervous. I'm not gonna lie.
I
want to
swing more, but there's this big ass fake plant behind me.
I can almost guarantee you he regrets that they can swing because he was like, oh, I wanted a rocking chair.
No, first thing Rex did when he sat on there, he was like, he just kept spinning.
He was like, wee.
Yeah, he lit in there. He was like,
his feet didn't even touch the
floor.
Yeah,
he was like, wee. I was like, stop, bro.
Dude, when I was little, I thought you could swing someone by their pigtails like in Matilda.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, I 100% believe that could happen. And I was always nervous to wear, speaking of, I'm wearing pigtails today, but I was always scared that, like, to wear them.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say you tried it on, like, your cousins or something. I was about to say, bro, let me find out. That's what this story
is. I tried it on my muñecas for sure.
Bro, the funniest memory of pigtails that I have, the same cousin that I said that had, like, imaginary friends.
Oh, God.
When
my God.
She was little, like, small. Like, I think, like, your niece's age, like, around that age, she had pigtails, and then they had a little, like, dog named Scooby, like, almost like a chihuahua-looking thing. And I remember he jumped and grabbed onto her pigtails, and, she was, like, screaming and, like, spinning around, and the dog was just, like, latched onto the pigtails.
Oh, my God.
And she was, like, we were laughing, but then we're like, oh, shit, she's actually...
Bro, no wonder she has imaginary friends. You guys are fucking mean.
that felt personal to me.
I just remember seeing it.
Had some beef with her.
Oh yeah, that was it. Seemed personal. He just went and jumped up and grabbed and latched on.
Fucking bitch.
Just did like a little circle.
Poor Donna, man. Yeah. She's had it rough.
Yeah, she had it rough.
That's hilarious. Shout out to you, Donna.
Shout out to Donna. If you watch the show,
if you ever want to come on here and talk about your dog trauma,
is she from here? Is she from Mexico?
No, she's from here.
Oh. Does she watch it? Does your family watch?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite cousin?
Do I have a favorite cousin?
Yeah.
Damn. That's tough. I mean, I have like a clique of cousins where like we're all really close.
Yeah.
But who's your favorite cousin?
Pick one.
I know you have one. We all do.
I actually don't have one, but I have a lot.
I feel like even though you might not want to admit it, like deep down though, like...
Okay, fine. Deep down. The only reason
like, I'm
deep
sorry,
down...
Like, offer, you okay. guys cannot tell me otherwise. I mean, I'm not saying you can't love them all equally, like there's just that one that deep down you just gravitate towards the most.
I'll say it'll probably be like my cousin Emilio because he's like... We're like really, really close because my mom and his mom are sisters and my dad and his dad are brothers.
Oh my God, crazy.
So we basically have the exact same DNA. Does that make us like brothers?
Incest.
No, not at all. So
what does that mean? I don't know.
Genetically, if
yeah, right?
Almost
because your parents aren't twins.
No, they're not twins.
But they are siblings, which is mad fucking wild.
Yeah.
That's
so crazy.
Yeah.
So y'all were like at every family gathering.
Yeah, we have the exact same relatives.
So then why do you say you don't have a favorite? That would be my favorite too.
Yeah. Yeah, because also like his sister by my cousin. We're really close.
But it's a different vibe. Yeah. You know, men and women.
Yeah.
Like you hate women, so I don't see how that would happen. I'm just like
I I actually don't have. It's because I love them individually. You know what? It's fine.
We'll say it on the Patreon, you guys.
No, dude, I
sign
swear.
Up to the Patreon. That's because your cousins watch. It is an app where we bring exclusive content to you guys.
And we say how we really
it's
feel.
It's gonna be awesome. You're gonna hear today.
Fine,
Stephanie's favorite cousin.
If you guys, if you're my cousin and you're watching this, you better sign up to the Patreon to see if you're number one.
Because she is gonna say it. I'm gonna make you say it.
Number one. I'm not gonna say it.
Oh, so you do have
it,
one.
But she does. There you go. No. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Dude, Vanessa's been watching Suits, and I'm not. She watched it already. She said she's rewatching it. And I'm not even finished yet, so her lawyer up is better than mine.
I'm sorry.
Guys, look at these white boys on the freeway today.
Oh, God. She was number one.
Like, why? What was the point of that?
Let me see.
Really, what the fuck was the point of that?
Like, why?
They just want to be like, look, I'm white. I can do whatever I want.
No, literally, that's what it felt like. It was like in Temecula. It was when I was stuck in fucking traffic. Oh my God. I feel like we haven't been as active on the IG.
I know. That's usually your department.
That's dude, how I know. I feel too. I've been going through it.
Me too, babes.
Yeah, me too.
We've been going through
it. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I almost got the cops called on me. When was it? Couple days ago by my mother.
Oh shit.
I'm back.
It's gonna get hot.
I'm back on my meds.
My life's falling apart.
And that's as far as I'm gonna go. If you wanna hear the rest,
check out the Patreon.
Check out the Patreon. And I'm being dead ass.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I'm not joking.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's been tough out here, guys. This episode really just.
You know what's cool though, that I feel like a lot of my like really, really good memories have been with you guys this year.
Same.
Yeah.
I would say too. Same.
Thank you.
I
guys
agree.
For
I
that.
Love you guys.
I know. Say it, Saul.
I love you guys too. Same. I don't know. I feel like I was just thinking about this literally today. I don't know why. I think I woke up like really sad because I left Mexico. Mm-hmm. Does that happen? Like,
yes,
when you leave a vacation, you just fucking.
1,000%.
I was just so over everything. I'm like, bro, why am I even? I literally just wanted to go MIA and just go live in the woods.
Dude, I felt that honestly. I am always like, delete your Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but why? And then I'm like, but I don't even talk to anyone. I barely even post. I mostly only post on my close friends now too. So I'm like, what am I doing? But then I'm like, no, I want to talk to everybody.
Yeah, same.
Dude, you probably felt that way because like alcohol is a depressant.
Oh, true.
So like whenever like, you know, you literally went over there just to drink the entire time. Literally. So I felt that because I literally drank to, what was it? Saturday, when I was at Big Al's, I was fucked up, and I woke up the next day, and I was like, oh my God, bro, like, I hate my life. You know, I just feel like all the negativity of just, like, especially if you've been going through shit, you're just like, bro, like, I want to hop off the face of the earth.
Yeah, and especially if you had a good time over there, and then you come back, like, it's kind of like a huge high, and then, a, like...
Come back to responsibilities.
Yeah, that always kind of sucks. Yeah.
Do you guys have, like, a song or, like, something you do, like, when you're sad that just... You listen to what you do and it just switches your mood right away.
Dude, we literally just picked a song that is so crazy that you're saying that.
Yeah. We said it was going to be our song of like solidarity whenever we're going through it.
Yeah, that is so insane.
We're
that
just
going to
play
it. Oh my God, alignment.
I don't give a fuck if you guys think this is a gay song.
What song is it?
It's like corny, but
it's
I don't...
Corny, it's corny, but like it just... Cute. It's a feel-good song.
Oh, that song's sick.
No, you know what it makes me feel like? Like, you know those montage videos of people living in the city where they're like getting ready and that's the vibe it gives me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was gonna be like, no, yeah.
I was gonna say mine's a little slower, but it's more like it's like, all right, let's take a deep breath and let's get back to it. Type
shit. Oh, let's see. What is it?
All right, fine, I'll play it. I already have it queued up. It's already queued up. All right, let me go to like a. Actually, the chorus is pretty cool. Hold on, let me go to the chorus.
Is this what's his face?
Russ.
Yeah.
Going again. So basically.
I would listen to this at the gym.
Oh yeah, I like that. Like
so basically, like if like, I'm still gonna do it even though like shit's against me.
Yeah.
I love that. And also too like. I feel like me lately, I've just really been thinking like, dude, like every setback is just like redirection.
Oh yeah.
I try not to think of it anymore in like terms that make me feel like way worse. Mm-hmm. I try my hardest to be like, I know this like I'm having a shitty time right now, but either I'm gonna fucking learn something, and if I don't, I'm still gonna move forward regardless. Because I just think back, yeah, because I think back on like all the shitty moments I've had in my life, and it always got better. So I'm like, okay, just hang in there.
Dude, it's funny too that like everyone kind of has their own like same thing, but also different. Like I was thinking of it like that too, but I'm also kind of just more of like, okay, you're sad, but shit still has to get done. So like, pull yourself together, because like at some point you're not gonna be sad anymore.
Yeah.
And like, it's also too, I've been trying to be not as unproductive, because I feel like when I'm sad and I let myself kind of just do nothing, when I finally feel better, I feel guilty for being like behind in what I need to do.
Yeah.
So I feel like I've been trying to be more productive while also just like crying around a moment.
Yeah.
I think that was my, I don't know if you gotta find a balance though, because like I've like, I can be like, I've been like so busy that I just neglect how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And when I'm finally done with everything, it's like, oh shit. Like it hits you like a train.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. It's, I think that's, I agree with you. Like just the balance for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love calling people that don't know what the fuck to say. Cause they say something dumb as hell. And then I'm like, okay, anyways, like I'm done crying. This was stupid call. Like,
it's all your therapist. Like, Steph, you need to come into my office next week.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Yeah, thanks for nothing. Bye.
You don't know shit,
right? I'm just going to go fucking get advice from TikTok. Yeah. Bye.
Literally. I'm like, TikTok, how did you know? I hate that though.
That TikTok listening to us. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break to shout out our sponsors at Manscaped. Ladies, our friends at Manscaped are here with a deal you can't pass over this Easter season. They've got the tools to give the man in your life the beautifully decorated eggs of his dreams. Just because it's Easter doesn't mean it's okay for him to hide his manhood behind all that grass. Make sure his downstairs lawn is mowed and get him feeling sweet as candy by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off plus free shipping with code BESTIES.
No, really, honestly, their products are so good. My little brother went into our room and he tried to steal Alex's nose hair trimmer. And he was like, you need to get me one. And I was like, girl, okay. It's time to put all your eggs into the perfect basket with the Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped. Inside this ball care bunny basket, you'll find their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all his goodies. The Lawnmower 4.0 is an electric trimmer. It has their proprietary advanced skin safe technology that is designed to trim hair on loose skin.
The Lawnmower 4.0 is also waterproof and equipped with an LED light so you can keep eyes on those eggs even in the dark. The Easter Bunny dropped off an extra special gift with Performance Package by adding the upgraded Weed Whacker 2.0 nose and ear hair trimmer, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in his delicate nose and ear holes. This package also comes with their Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and Crop Reviver Ball Toner. Yeah, you heard that right. This is ball deodorant that can change his life and yours potentially. April is Easter, but it's also Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Manscaped is committed to raising awareness for the most common form of cancer in men aged 15 to 35 and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as a part of their We Save Balls initiative.
So save 20% off and free shipping with the code BESTIES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BESTIES at manscaped.com. Hop into the best deal of the year with Manscaped. We now return to your regular scheduled programming. Dude, yeah, last night I was like, fuck, I want to find like raid someone's Amazon front. And then literally, Amazon I thought front. It. I didn't even say it out loud. I literally just thought it. And then next TikTok was Amazon.
That always scares me because that happens to me a lot.
Yeah,
like I just think something. I don't even say it out loud. I just think it. And then it comes up on my.
For me, it confirmed when like, I remember like, bro, I'd never been a Burger King. Then I remember I went to Burger King one time. Never even texted about it. Never even told anybody through the phone or anything.
The phone just heard you get
it. And then,
order.
Like, I told my friend. I was like, yeah, bro, I just recently went to Burger King. Like, it's been a minute. And then literally the same day, I got a Burger King ad. And I've never gotten a Burger King ad.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude. These motherfuckers, like, They don't even hide it anymore.
They don't.
It's crazy. Dude, no, you know what's fucking weird? And I swear to God, I don't know why this is happening. Tell me why my TikTok algorithm is sending me to like right-wing TikToks. I'm like, what the fuck?
They're like, Stephanie's been too chill. Let's get her pissed.
Dude, because it showed like a movie where it's like a like anti-woke movie. And it looked like he looked like the acting looked good. But I was like, this is fucking dumb. Yeah, like it was about, I'm sorry. Like it wasn't dumb, but to me it was dumb. It was like about Christianity and stuff.
No, dude, it's so crazy that you say that. What the fuck? Okay, so I just went to church on Sunday, right? And I literally went because I woke up not hungover, but just like I felt gross from the drinking and all the drama of the day before. And I was just like, I need Jesus. Like, I just need Jesus today. Like, I need to go to church. And it's funny because I just thought about that. And then I woke up at my best friend's house and me and her were at the sunbathing, drinking Pedialyte. And then her parents walk in and they're like, we're going to go to church. Like, come with us. And every time I'm there, I'm always there waking up on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we always say no. And both of us blurted out yes at the same time. Oh, wow. We were like, damn. Oh, shit. Like, we both were feeling it. Like, we need Jesus. Damn. And we went. And every time that I go to church, and I don't go often, I like it because I feel like the pastor talks about something that I always need to hear. Like, the message always, I'm like, damn, I needed to hear this today. So I was, like, going over there, and I was praying. I was like, God, please, like, whatever message you feel like I need to hear today, like, please, like, let me know. And then I was like, okay, worship was good. You know, I was singing my heart out. I was crying a little bit. And then we sit down and bitch, the whole motherfucking sermon today was so dumb. I'm sorry. It was so stupid. It was just the pastor talking about how it's going to be like the end of the times.
I hate that.
And how like, and he was literally showing TikTok clips. He was showing clips from the movie 2012. He was showing clips from like movies and just like a bunch of scenes of like
fear
the
world,
literally fear mongering. Yeah. Just like how like, you know, like just
repent or else
like literally like just a bunch of scary shit of how like, you know, if you don't give your life to God, like you're going to be there for the 7 years of tribulation and like and a bunch of bullshit. And I was just like, bro, like, this is not the vibe. Like, I'm already, like, I was down in the dumps. You know, I need to hear something uplifting, bitch. This is not what the fuck I need to hear. But, yeah, dude, it was not it. Definitely not.
Damn, that is not how I thought this story was going
to
go.
Yeah, neither did I. And I was literally about to compliment your, like, because I saw your story and the church looked really cool. Yeah. And I was about to say, yeah, your church looked really cool. And then I was like, actually, I'll take that back.
Dude, that's how Christian churches are. Like, I think they're always at a fucking concert.
Little concert.
Yeah, right?
Dude, you know what's crazy? Like, It never misses. Like, I don't know why this time, like, when I felt like I really needed it, it was just not, it wasn't the day, you know? And I was just like, damn. But I will say, though, before he went into, like, that, he gave, like, a quick little, just, like, a quick little rant. Not even a rant. Just, like, he just went on about forgiveness and how you, in order to be able to forgive others, you need to forgive yourself. And, like, he just kind of went on a little tangent about that. And that low-key did hit because me and my mom were just, like, almost my body is, you know, she almost called the cops on me. So I was like, damn, like, I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
But not everything Patreon else. To hear what Vanessa's talking about.
No, yeah, it's really crazy.
And then we have exclusive footage from Emma who recorded the whole thing.
Roll the clip.
Dude, oh my God. And it was so crazy because after we're done fighting, like, and after I was like done crying and like, you know, doing the most, like my little sister Emily walks in the room and she was like, oh my gosh, she was like, good shit, dude. She was like, you haven't popped she's off on
dabbing
mom.
You up.
Literally, she was like, you haven't popped off on mom like that in a long time. It was about time. She was like, I can't stand her. And I was like, bro, like, oh my God. Because we don't fight like this anymore, but I don't know why.
Everyone has little hiccups.
Yeah, we both just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was not a good day.
Because I feel like now I just avoid fighting. Like, me. Screaming.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's just... Dude, and you feel like when you said like, oh, dude, I felt like physically drained. I hate that feeling of like, 1,000%. Dude, I'm exhausted and I haven't even done anything. I was just yelling and like got all tensed up. 100%. I hate that feeling.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like sometimes I might be a little too chill and I should probably argue a little bit more. But then I'm just like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Is being too chill bad?
Yes. Because honestly, I hate when I need to argue and nobody wants to argue with me.
I feel like it depends with who. Uh-huh. You know, I feel like there's like a time and a place for sure. Like if it's like someone that literally like you don't give a fuck about, you know, like be chill as fuck. Like don't let them disturb your peace, you know, fuck that. Yeah. But if it is someone you care about and if it's like a situation that like needs to get resolved.
You want to speak up.
Like at least, you know, say your part, you know. Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of people look at like fighting as like I'm going against you. But I remember that point I made last time where it's like, no, like if I care about you, I want to find a resolution to this because I care about you. So look at it as like it's me and you against the problem, not me and you against each other, you know? So it's like, if you look at it in that sense, it's you should, I feel like.
For me, it's just more of like, I need to say what I need to say. We don't like have to, because I'm not like arguing, like I'm cursing at you or anything. I just need to let out my emotions. And if you're not giving me anything to work with, it's going to stress me out, because I'm not like really saying what I need to say. That's why I hate when I'm arguing with someone and they're like, okay, I'm sorry. Like, bitch, I'm
they're just saying sorry right now. Yeah, they're just saying sorry just so you can be quiet.
Yeah, so you can shut up. Yeah. So in those situations, I feel like it really, really frustrates me, because I need to let it out. That's just how I am. Like, I need to say what I need to say.
And I used to struggle too with Hugo, because Hugo was very much like that person. Whenever we would argue, he would always be like, okay, I need a minute, like I need to walk away, like, and I'll come back like when I'm calm, like to talk about it, which is 100% valid. And that shit would piss me off in the beginning, because I didn't understand that, you know. I always thought like, what do you mean? Like, no, like we need to talk about this right now. Like, if we don't talk about this right now, like, and I would just blow up, and I would be like, bro, like, fuck you. I didn't get it, but now I do.
Yeah, that's what I learned too. I used to like really act on my emotions, and it just never took me anywhere, like anywhere good.
Yeah.
And then so like now, like when I would like argue or fight, like I would just like, let me just
chill out for a bit.
Like even like I've gone to like 2 days without like even replying back.
Honestly, like if that's what you need, because then you'll say shit you regret.
Yeah,
you know
exactly
what I mean? Like, I've done that a million times, where it's like, I'll just say something back in the heat of the moment. And then when I'm calm and like thinking rationally, I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. Like, that was not necessary.
Dude, I feel like I'm the opposite. Like, I think so clearly when I'm angry. And then when I go back and I'm not angry anymore and I think about the situation, I'm like, it's not that bad, even if it was.
I get you.
And I feel like that fucks me up more, because I don't really see the gravity of it until after. And then I'm like, shit, well, now it's too late.
Yeah.
And this person didn't want to, like, I feel like I think mostly because I've never want to disrespect anyone when I'm fighting. It's just more of like, again, like, I need to say this to you, and you need to fucking hear it. And if you don't give me that space, then I'm going to cry like so hard. And I hate that. I hate crying during an argument. Oh, yeah. Like, I want to be that bitch that's like, bitch. And I'm going to be like, like, oh, I hate it. It's so embarrassing too. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, I'm not much of a crier. I try not to cry. I'm a fucking man.
Right. Sorry, I forget sometimes. I forget that men don't cry. Yeah, I don't know. But sometimes I like it and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm like, stop fucking crying.
Yeah.
And then other times I'm like, oh my God, you're moving my soul.
I think it depends on the reason.
Yeah, you know? That too.
You can't just be crying
for fun.
I don't know why sometimes, like, when people cry in front of me, like, I'm able to be like, okay, you know, like, try to be comforting. But then sometimes people cry in front of me, I cringe. Like, and I have like, I can't,
never gonna cry.
I don't have control. No, I don't have control over it. Like, I just, like, sometimes I feel like open to like being comforting, like my body just feels like okay to comfort you, so like I do. But then there's other times people cry and I'm just like, bro, like, please stop crying, because I don't want to be near you right now. I guess, like, I just can't.
Does it happen with like certain people, or like it just comes and goes randomly?
It just comes and goes randomly. Like, I have no, it's happened with the same people even, where it's like, there's been times where, like, with my, let's say my sister, like, she's crying and like I've been able to comfort her, and then there's other times where she's like crying to me and I'm just like sitting there like, like, I won't make it obvious, but like, I won't like try to hug or say anything. Like, I'm just there, because I'm like, bro, like, I'm having an internal battle of like, you should be comforting right now. And then my body's like, no, bitch, like, this is so like cringe. Like, don't even get near. I don't know why that shit just happens to me randomly. Like, I have no control over it.
I feel so like it makes me uncomfortable, because I haven't fully, like, truly ever let myself break down like 100% in front of anyone. So when other people do it to me, I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Because I don't even know how I would allow someone to comfort me in that moment. So I don't know how to do it to you.
Yeah, it's kind of like that saying, how like, you can only meet someone like as deep as you've met yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think about that a lot.
Interesting. Like, that probably makes sense, because I feel like it's taken me a little while and I'm doing it. But for the most part, I feel like I haven't really made or kept like deep emotional connections, because I always feel like people don't really meet me all the way, and I'll just always pull back.
I feel that. There's one time I was like crying, and I remember like one of my friends was like just consolidating, like he was just like,
give me a little tap,
give me like a little touch, a tap, and I'm just like, I just kind of cringe. I was like, don't touch me right now, bro. Like, yeah. Just let me do this by myself.
Yeah.
Like, if I was him, bro, I would be so embarrassed.
But I didn't tell him that. I didn't tell him that.
Bro, imagine.
I would literally be like, oh, yeah, bro. Like,
I just felt awkward. I was like, he was just patting my back. Yeah. I was like, why?
Do you like to be hugged, though, when you're crying?
I don't think I've ever been hugged when I was crying.
That's probably why.
Damn.
It's foreign to you.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't like when people hug me when I cry. Because then it makes me cry more. And I'm just like, dude, back the fuck up. I'm trying to get my
Yeah,
like,
I'm trying
shit
not
together.
To cry. Yeah. Don't make me cry more.
That's wild.
Yeah, because I'd be doing weird shit when I feel like I'm at my lowest. Like, I'm always trying to, like, dude, this is, I've actually never said this. But when I found out my dad was going to die, I was going to have a game night. My friends pulled up.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I literally was on the phone as they were, like, pulling up. And then I was like, guys, I'm so sorry. I have to cancel game night. They were like, bitch, like, don't be sorry. But that was like my first thought. I was like, oh my God, like, I'm a buzzkill right now.
Yeah.
Like, what? It was weird. I feel like I don't know how to react.
That's insane.
I mean,
I don't even know how to react. So I'm not.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Like, it's like one of those things where you won't know until you're in that position.
Yeah. And it was hella weird because I was like, who gives a fuck about that? But then I'm also like, man, like,
but also, there's no right way to react. It's like, it's just whatever happens in the moment.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's no rule book.
Bro, imagine you would have just gone through a game night. Like, that would have been more weird. Like,
that
would have
been,
like,
I would have not done that, but like,
imagine you're just like playing and like,
just on fucking autopilot.
You're hella disassociated. Like, you're not even paying attention to the game.
And you're like low key killing it. And you're just like,
you're like, win on a win streak. Yeah. That'd be insane.
Oh my God, I have all the monopolies. That'd be crazy, but I don't know. That's why I don't like reacting in front of people. And I'm like, oh, it's like, okay, like, get a hold. I think that's why I handle my panic attacks internally.
That's insane.
Because I'm just like, no, like, I don't want to make anybody outside here, like, uncomfortable right now.
That's insane. That's because wild. Panic attacks feel so shitty.
Dude, I know. I actually had one this morning when I was on the airplane because I was so sad of leaving. Like, I felt that. I always feel that when I leave Mexico. Like, it breaks my fucking heart. And I was on the airplane and I was just kind of like, fuck, like, sometimes I shake when I'm alone. Like, I don't really give a fuck because I'm like, whatever. I'm the only one embarrassed here is going to be me.
Yeah.
And I started like shaking. And I was like, fuck. And there was like six babies on the plane. I was like, it's going to be a shitty ass ride. Yeah. But thankfully, all the babies were.
They're cool.
Dude, good ass little kids.
Chill babies.
They were like not even 6 months. I was so shocked that they were good.
What the heck?
I sat in the emergency exit where the stewardess also sits. So it's just so awkward. Like, we're just.
Ew, I hate those. Those are the worst seats ever.
She's just sitting there, just like that. Like,
and I'm just like. Is she facing the opposite way, too?
No, we're facing the exact same direction.
Oh, okay.
And right next to you?
No, she's right in front of me, facing me.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Oh, my God, that's so.
And I'm just like,
God.
Bro, my neck hurt the whole flight because I was just looking away. I was like.
And then I would have just put on some sunglasses.
Bro, and it was like a night. It was a night flight. So you know how they turn off all the lights?
Yeah.
She low-key looked a little creepy.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, because she was just standing, like, just motionless, just like this.
No.
And, like, she had, like, long hair. And then at one point, she was, like, twirling her hair with her head down like that. And all I can think about was the scary shit.
That is so weird.
I was scared. Hell no. Yeah.
Dude, like, did you guys ever watch The Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
No.
The old one or the new one?
Yeah, the old one. There's
a couple.
There's an episode where the guy, like, I think he's, like, fresh out of the cuckoo house. And he sees, like, a monkey or, like, a man on the wing of the plane. And they're trying to fuck it up. You never saw that episode? Dude, that episode when I was younger, every time I got tapped by the wing, I would panic.
Yeah.
I would be like,
I've never
fuck.
Seen any episode. I thought you meant Twilight at first. I was like, yeah, I've seen every single one.
On my flight back, I was looking out the window and a green laser from a city hit me. Isn't that crazy? Like, what are the odds it fucking hit me?
That is so crazy.
Yeah. Imagine it was like actually like a gun, but
I was because we're over Mexico like for a little bit.
Sniper.
I was like, what if I just get sniped? Because I remember I was just looking out, and then I like something green flashes in front of me. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And then like I see the laser, and it's like around like my window. I was like, oh shit.
So it is true. You know how they say like don't point lasers to the sky because it'll like hit the airplanes or something like that?
It's I've true. Never heard that.
I've heard that.
It hit me. I was like, what are the fucking odds?
That's crazy.
That's insane.
I felt that about a little tiny flower that fell on my shirt today. I was driving and I was about to get on the freeway. And it just like slowly flew into my car and landed on my shirt.
That's nice.
And I was like, where has this shit been floating and how did it land?
And it landed on you.
Yeah.
It's like a little present.
Yeah, it was cute actually.
Did you keep it?
No.
Oh.
I would have. What am I gonna do with it?
It's a little
thing. Gonna fall apart at some point.
Sometimes, well, not sometimes. One time, I put it in a book and it dried up. And I used it like a little bookmark.
I used a $2 bill as a bookmark, and I let my friend borrow the book, and she found it in there. I had totally forgot.
And she kept it.
Well, I told her to just like take care of it because it's like a good luck thing.
You're better than me.
Why? It's because $2. My like,
put that shit back in my book.
My dad has this like tree at the house, and it's made out of $2 bills.
Oh, cool! Nice.
It's really cute. So I like try to collect them. Yeah. You know what I hated though as a waitress? Whenever a guy wanted to be like cute, he'd be like, "I'm gonna give you a tip you've never had," and he would slide me like a $2 bill, and I'd be like, "Bitch, I have like 100 of these. Yeah. Fuck out of here."
You can just order them at the bank.
Be original, please.
You can go to the teller. Yeah. Oh, wow.
My mom used to do that. She just have a bunch of $2 bills.
But it's more special if you find it.
Yeah. Oh. You guys have a do you have a $2 bill in your wallet?
No, I use it as a bookmark. Oh. Did you not hear my story?
Yeah, but I was wondering because you said you have more. Yeah. Maybe you put it in your wallet.
Oh no, the other ones I just keep like in the house. Oh.
I haven't had a $2 bill in a minute, actually, now that I think about it.
Mm. You want one? I got a couple.
Yeah.
Give us all.
Should I just also the other cool one is the what is it, the dollar coin?
I was about to say that.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Isn't there like a $2 coin too? It's old as fuck.
It might be.
Might be wrong. Cause I want to say like literally, like I think.
Dude, they just made a 20 peso coin.
A 20 peso coin?
Mm-hmm. Like a 20 peso coin.
Really?
Didn't have those before. And they're hella cute.
What the fuck is the point, honestly? Like they must really be bored. Like
just making
new coins?
Literally.
Damn, that's so true. Coin dropped.
And I noticed
like, what is the point? Really, like try to think. Like what the fuck is the point?
And also the 500 peso?
Yeah.
The 500, there's like three kinds.
Three versions.
Yeah, but the
three
newest versions. One is sick as hell.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's I like, love yeah, it. Me too. Didn't I post it on my story a while? Actually, there's like little butterflies.
Big flex.
Some shit.
Yeah, they're cool.
Oh no. I have 100.
Oh my god, dude. I just gave
my
dad.
I have the old one. No, I don't.
I just gave my dad all my pesos. I think I had like 400. And I was like, Dad, give me American dollars right now. I cannot fucking use this here.
Let me see. Is that the one with the blue on the corner?
No, this is the old 500 peso one.
But then I have the green one, and then it's...
And it's got, like, the new, like... Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, I have the new 100 peso one. Oh, what's this? Okay.
That one's cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
It just bugs me how they don't make them the same size.
Butterfly. Yeah, this is the one I posted. Oh. Like, the little butterfly tree. It's so cute.
This is cute. I had never
like,
seen
see
this.
How fucking cute this is? America, step it the fuck up. Why the fuck do we have ugly, old, wrinkly men on ours?
Dude, our dollar bill looks like a fucking nutsack. Like,
literally. They all do. They all do.
I just don't like how they're not the same size.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
That's the only thing.
Oh, you know what I hate, too? They're, like, little, tiny, like, 10-cent peso ones.
That, yes, like the 50 cent?
Yes,
the
tiniest like, one.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Like, y'all really trying to make this shit impossible for everybody out
you
there.
You just got a bunch of loose change that you can't even use.
Literally.
Like, I can't use this.
I love, like, coins, looking at money from other countries, though, because they're so different.
Doesn't Canada have cool money?
Does it?
Let's go to Canada to find out.
Send us some Canada money.
Yo, Canada's a shit. We should go.
Yeah.
I want to go to Alberta.
You know where I'm going? If you guys want to go.
Where?
Do
you want us to go?
Yeah, it'll be cool. Cause then, Portland.
Oregon. When are you practically live in Portland?
That's what I'm saying. That's
when are
what I'm
you
gonna
go?
June 21st, I believe.
Wait, so you guys are not gonna go to Mexico anymore?
Yeah, we are. But I'm also gonna go to Portland with my cousins. When we're out there, we're just
deciding. The trip to Mexico is in July?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, I mean, I'm trying to go if you go.
In July? I just have to see.
No, in June.
Portland.
Oh, okay, I have to see. Because I wasn't going to come back in June until like the 20th.
Mm. Yeah, about that. Oh, wait, we'll just talk about it off the camera. Sidetracked. Forgot there's cameras on us.
I know, yeah. Sometimes just be like, I'd be doing that, just having conversations that have like nothing to do with like entertainment.
Actually, I was thinking of that the other day because I was watching the new commercial of the Kardashians and I was like, at what point, I wonder, did they get just like comfortable to the cameras being there and like not really, and being more authentically themselves? Because you can tell kind of in the beginning, obviously, that they were more,
a little bit more
scripted.
Playing the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, obviously now, like they're insanely comfortable. So they're just like, but I wonder at what point it was that transition. Yeah. Because I feel like for a long time, the cameras made me super fucking nervous. Really?
You know, it's weird now. I feel more comfortable in front of camera than outside of camera.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Like, for example, I've been noticing it just because like when I'm working over at the studios, like I'm kind of shy. But then once they turn on the cameras, I'm like a whole different person.
An alter ego.
It's my alter ego.
It developed.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Weird. Name him.
Yeah.
What's his or name? Her.
Name him. I don't know.
We don't know. We don't judge.
We don't know what you like. We don't know your inner deepest,
your inner true
secret.
Self.
My inner true self, my darkness. Yeah, I don't know either. But that's what I learned.
I want an alter ego.
Wait, what would we name his alter ego? What does it look like its name would be? Let me see.
Probably just
your name's Saul already. Saul Vicente.
Vicente is your alter ego.
Yeah, low key, yeah.
Vicente sounds like a dope name.
Because like, Vicente is like someone who's like very like sure of themselves.
Like badass.
Yeah.
Like
I think that's what I am.
Pistol whip you.
Like that's a man.
Pistol yeah. whip you. Damn. All right, shit.
Cállate los hicos. Yeah.
That's my alter ego, Vicente.
Vicente, that's a good one.
Yeah.
My middle name sucks ass. I'm not going to.
Nicole.
Nicole.
At least you have a middle name. No, you know what?
Just laugh at me like that.
It's giving Snooki.
Oh my God, no. I don't.
You don't give Snooki vibes.
I don't give Snooki vibes.
But you do. You give like. Yeah, I was going to say, you give like you don't give a fuck vibes. And that's what she had.
Do I?
Yeah, like you don't give a fuck about anything. As in like.
I know,
like,
but
you don't care what people think.
Exactly.
I know, but mine's not in like a confident way. It's just more of like a. How do we explain it?
It's engraved in you, so it's like yeah, you don't even see it as confidence.
That's what I was saying the other day. Like it's not yeah, like it's not even I just don't really get embarrassed easily. I get more secondhand embarrassment than like firsthand embarrassment. Mm.
That's why I'm saying, like, I mean, you might be like, that's not confidence, but
you can, like, I don't give a fuck about
it. You can reframe it though. You know, you
that's
can
true. Reframe it. I've been trying. I've yeah. definitely been trying. I've been trying to be more conceited too, like more taking pictures where I guess like I wouldn't normally pose that way, but yeah. I'm trying to be like cute and sexy or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And I've been trying, guys.
Okay.
Low key.
Yeah. Love that for you.
I haven't posted them because I was like, okay, I took them. This is the first step.
Like, you should do like a you should do like a OnlyFans, but
it's just me trying to
but like, yeah, but like different type. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
I still want us to have a photo shoot. Like a fun one.
You yeah. should plan that.
You're not invited, dude. Oh my
God. That is crazy.
You're just allowed to pay for it.
Like, oh my God. I don't know why you're just making it so easy to like throw to dabs at me. You today.
I'm sorry, but
you know what it is?
You guys, we do love Soul though. Yeah. Very
it's
much.
The it's the two couches because they're elevated.
Yeah, and it makes us feel like you're in this is our house. Bitch.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, exactly. Just the way yeah, just like that.
I'm just in a silly goofy mood today.
Dude, I know. But I'm having a great time. I was gonna say something. In Spanish, whenever someone's like, oh my God, ¿qué te iba a decir? I'm always like, una mentira.
Did you see about the...
I used to hate when my mom would say that because I was really about to lie.
Fuck you. The what?
Like, did you see about the guy who's been post, like, he's been holding up a sign like Kim Kardashian ruined my life.com?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's... Okay, yeah. Yeah, anyways. Yeah, I saw that. Supposedly, like, she's like... They reached out to him about some idea he had. They had a meeting.
The Kimoji.
Yeah, and then she...
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And they didn't go for it. And then later she came out with it.
I don't doubt it. I really, really don't.
And now they're, like, coming at him with, like, lawsuits and like, a bunch of bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he pitched them the idea. And then they loved it. And then they asked them, like, oh, is this trademarked? He's like, oh, it's in the process of it. And his, like... Kardashian's they people they're like, oh yeah, we work faster, we can just hand it over here, and they did it, and I guess they didn't give them they just
that's fucked up shit. Because like, dude, if you're so rich, how hard is it to just be like, okay, we want to like
buy it or pay you or something.
I'm sorry, like, we don't want to work with you, but we love the idea, we have the money, like, at least let us compensate you for the idea. Even if he wants to be like, no, like, you know, like, this is my idea, like, don't pay me, like, whatever, like, I want to work, then be straight up like, look, buddy, we got the power, we could literally go trademark this shit right now. Either you work with us or you don't, like, straight up, like,
right, you know, but instead of like at least having the honor, being honest,
you know, because you're in that position of power and like money and everything, like, at least be straight the fuck up. Like, I just don't understand why.
I think the Kardashians would have been, well, at least Kylie would have been canceled a little bit sooner if she came out with her stuff now. Because for a while, too, she was stealing, like, a lot of, like, black artists.
Oh, yeah. I remember
I think it was, like, bikinis and, makeup products and stuff like that. Yeah. But I think at the time, like, canceling and like kind of bringing up receipts like that, how it is now on TikTok, wasn't as popular as it is now.
No, you know which one's crazy and it's so fucked up? So you guys are familiar with Barstool Sports, the network? All right, so one of their pundits or whatever, he was on live and he was reading, like, he was reading some rap lyrics. And he, like, genuinely accidentally said the N-word. And they fired him. It's just like, like the people who, so there's Barstool and then like people who own Barstool, they told Barstool, all right, you guys got to fire him because of that. And then everyone at Barstool, they're like super against. They're like, no, yo, this was like an actual accident. Yeah. But they still had to fire him. So it's just insane.
Damn. Like how they wanted to cancel. What's her face? That bitch from, the one with the pregnant virgin, Jane the Virgin.
Oh yeah. And she did not give a fuck.
Cause she like sang us, she was singing a song and she said the N word and everybody was like, bitch.
And she was like actually singing it though.
Yeah, she was saying that shit like
with her heart.
Yeah.
With her whole motherfucking chest.
She was singing and like 6ix9ine.
And then like when people were coming for her, she was like, oh my bad, I was singing a song. Yeah. I didn't know I could sing a song. Like she really was just like.
Dude, she bugs me though for some reason. I hate her fucking face.
I'm so upset because I loved her so much on Jane the Virgin. Like Jane the Virgin is actually one of my comfort shows that like I rewatched like when I'm like upset. And then after like all this controversy came up, like it doesn't feel the same when I watch it.
Dude, I only watched that show and I'm not even joking and I'm not even just saying this. I literally only watched that show for Hamid Amin. And then like
did you watch it the whole way?
I didn't because I couldn't stand her. Really? She was so annoying. I loved every other character except the grandma. She irritated me too. But like who was the
white bitch? Do you think she bugged you because she was judgy? Like she was like a judgmental character?
I just feel like she never comes across genuine to me. Like the movie Someone Great, everybody loves that movie.
She didn't come across genuine to you?
She just doesn't ever come across what genuine to me.
I feel like she had so, I literally felt like she was like one of the best actors. Like
actresses. Really?
Like I loved her.
No way. Yeah. No, dude, not even fucking that's a little insane. Bit. So when she said that, I was like, cancel her ass.
You were like, yes, don't I was say like, N-word.
Yes, guys.
Oh, shit.
What?
Now I remembered why I wasn't supposed to be on the podcast.
Why?
Because fucking editing the ad.
You didn't do that? You told us you did that.
I was putting the video into the computer.
Oh, my God.
It just barely hit me right now.
All
right,
just hop out.
I was like, I feel like I'd be doing
something. Get out of here.
Yeah, scream.
Fuera.
Scream. Go on, scream.
Fuera.
My bad. I was like, what? I was like, why do I feel empty right now?
How many? How long have we been doing this for?
1 hour and 5.
Oh, okay.
We can wrap it up soon, to be honest.
Dude, I had a whole little snack tray and that shit's fucking up my stomach right now.
And it fucked mine up, girl. I had a meeting with the toilet before
this. Oh my God.
Besties, our energy today, you know, is more on the mellow side. We've had long weeks, Steph and I.
And been going through it
honestly, besties, if anybody watching this has had a rough week as well, send our love and our hearts out to you guys. You guys will get through it, I promise. Do whatever makes you feel good. Cry it out, thug it out, beat up your pillow, don't beat up your mom, go to therapy, have a drink, take a walk,
remember,
sunbathe,
live, laugh, love. How can we live, laugh, love in these conditions?
No, for real, besties, though. Take care of your mental.
Yeah.
Take care of your bodies.
Go to the doctors. Get your checkups. Go to the dentist. Clean your teeth. Floss. Scrape your tongue.
Yes, please. Get a tongue scraper. I promise if you haven't.
Change your life.
You know, we're going to create an Amazon storefront and we're going to link the ones that we have. Mm-hmm. Because I promise, like, it's just your mouth just, once you see the gunk that comes off of your tongue when you scrape off, the first time you're gonna be like, what the fuck?
And it has nothing to do with like, oh, you don't brush your teeth or nothing. You just need a little extra.
Not at all. And it's like, don't blame yourself because tongue scrapers isn't something that was like ever introduced. It's really kind of like, I feel I've been hearing about it recently. Mm-hmm. Not like recent, maybe like a couple years back, but like I said, like it isn't something that you grew up with. You know, when you grew up, they say brush your teeth, floss, and like,
yeah.
They never said brush your teeth, floss, and then use a tongue scraper. I've never heard anyone fucking say that.
You know what I kind of love though? That right now, like it's a big moment for self-care.
100%.
And everybody dropping their skincare routines and like their like nighttime routines and all that. Like, I love it because I feel like I've been learning so much. And people drop like genuine like tips.
Yeah.
100%. That really, really work for them. And I've been eating that shit up.
Yeah. No, but for real, besties. I guess we're going to probably end it here, you guys. Sorry that it's not a long episode today. Like I said, like, genuinely, like, Steph and I just really did have a rough week, you guys.
Yeah. And we like to be transparent.
We do. And genuinely, today, we came here because we love you guys and we want to come through for you guys. And we really gave it our best. And I feel like it was a short but sweet episode, you know? We had a couple laughs.
Nice, some giggles. We had
a couple little, you know,
hee-hees and a little ha-has.
Yeah. But genuinely, guys, this is the most that we could give. We know we also got to listen to our bodies and respect our limits as well. That's part of self-care. So with that note, with that being said,
without further ado,
the end is upon us.
Good. Oh my god, you know what, I always love the ending. Did you ever watch the Truman Show?
Yeah,
he's like, good morning, and in case I don't see you, good evening, good afternoon, and good night.
Oh, it was so, I don't remember cute. That but I,
what
I dude, every time you ask me if you see the movie, it's like all the time, like, yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, but
like,
once and then never but again. But
years ago, and yeah, and it's like, I don't remember shit.
Okay. Fine, if I have to pretend to like some trending topics, you have to pretend to like some of my favorite
movies.
Okay,
I will.
Okay.
All right. All right, guys. Love you guys.
Good night, besties. Love you.
Have a great rest
of your also week. I do want to say, and I wanted to say to you, because this episode is going to drop on Mother's Day, and I wanted to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. What the fuck?
So happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful moms and all the soon-to-be moms and all the moms trying their best, all the single moms, all the not single moms, all the working moms, the hot moms.
All the people trying to be moms. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Everybody
that's been a mother to a child in need. Mm-hmm. I really felt like they need to say that because I feel like growing up, you know, not that my mom wasn't a good mom, but there was just like a lot of other people in my life that were like mother figures to me.
Oh, love that. That's true.
You know, and I also like, you know, if you feel like there's a kid in your life that you feel like you're practically a mother to, also happy Mother's Day to you too.
And sending lots of love to anyone missing their mom or grieving their mom or just need that extra loving on Mother's Day. So love you guys. Good night. Leave a comment if you liked this video. Love you.